Syria is host to several hundred thousand Iraqis. Some arrived a few months ago to visit an important Shia holy site and wait out the war. Others have been living in Syria for years, in exile from Saddam Hussein's regime. Now, as the conflict subsides, many are starting to return home, or at least hoping to. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Inside the mirrored shrine of Sayyida Zainab, just outside Damascus, pilgrims kiss the tomb of the Prophet Muhammad's granddaughter. Tens of thousands of Muslims, mainly Shia, flock here each year, including many from Iraq. But those who came to Syria to wait out the war now want to go home and say they aren't able to. Buses are no longer running to Iraq, and taxis are demanding exorbitant fares. Najaf resident Ali says she came 2 months ago. Now, like thousands of other Iraqis, she says, she is stranded here, out of money and increasingly anxious. She's had no news of her family. I don't know if I'll find my relatives dead or alive, she says. I don't know what happened to my home. I don't know what to expect. Gathered outside the shrine, many Iraqis say they're worried about the country they'll return to. Most have only seen images of destruction, chaos, and looting on television. Many, like Iraqi merchant Ibrahim al-Ghamdi, increasingly blame the Americans. What has America done, he asks. The hospitals are destroyed, our museums are looted, there is no stability. This is thanks to America. Everyone here says they're thrilled Saddam Hussein is gone, but now many are worried he'll be replaced by an American occupation. Seated in his office in downtown Damascus, Abdul Khalid, the head of the Iraqi Communist Party here, says the Americans need to move quickly to dispel Iraqi suspicions. He says Washington must carry out its promises to form an interim Iraqi administration soon. But Khalid says he's worried about who will be included in that interim government. The Americans want to promote people who serve American interests, says Khalid, not real political parties with real influence in Iraq. Their interests might conflict with American interests. Khalid says the recent American-backed gathering of Iraqi opposition members in Ur proved that. He says many important political groups, like the Iraqi communists, were not included. Khalid says he will return to Baghdad any day now. He'll help re-establish the Communist Party, once very influential in Iraq, until a crackdown in the 70s and 80s. But Khalid says he fears the Americans might plant what he calls the seeds of a future conflict if they don't work with all the major political forces in Iraq. Back in a cafe in the Sayyida Zainab district outside of Damascus, Iraqi exile Abdul Wahab Najm says he's hopeful for the future. A Shia from Basra, he helped lead the 1991 uprising against Saddam's regime. Since then, he has lived in exile in Jordan, Australia, and now Syria. He says he's confident the Iraqis will ultimately build a democratic, independent nation, regardless of the American presence. In the meantime, he says, Iraqis will benefit from it.
You know, I've really loved for a while to American and the British too. They stay in Iraq. They give us some kind of their culture, their things about democratic in Iraq and how we deal with that democracy.
Najm says he'll wait a few more months until Iraq stabilizes and then return to Basra. There, he says, he hopes to open up an internet cafe. Despite the worries of his fellow citizens, Najm says no matter what happens to a future Iraq, it can never be as bad as the past one. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.